This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's national security advisor says a planned hostage for prisoner swap with Hamas has been delayed until at least Friday. In a statement released late Wednesday, it was said that the contacts on the deal were continuing. The release will begin according to original agreement between the parties and not before Friday. The swap is to take place as part of a four-day truce that had been expected to begin on Thursday but was delayed to Friday. There was no explanation given for the delay, and it was not immediately clear when the ceasefire might begin. The Israeli military Wednesday unveiled what it claimed was a Hamas military facility under Gaza's largest hospital, showing what appeared to be a subterranean dormitory to a group of foreign journalists who were given a rare glimpse inside the besieged enclave. Dozens of soldiers escorted journalists through a narrow stone tunnel, which the military said stretched 150 meters to a series of underground bunkers beneath Shifa Hospital in a shattered Gaza city. The living quarters, located at the end of the tunnel, had an air conditioner, kitchen, bathroom, and pair of metal cots in a room fashioned from rusty white tile. They appeared to be out of use. South Korea says North Korea fired a ballistic missile toward the sea, but the launch likely failed. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch was made from North Korea's capital region Wednesday night. It came a day after North Korea had launched a spy satellite and claimed to have put it into orbit. South Korea says it has decided to partially suspend an inter-Korean agreement and restart frontline aerial surveillance of North Korea. A UN Security Council resolution to prohibit any satellite liftoffs from North Korea.